It's almost like he was trying to set up a Gmail account. Sorry, Pope Leo is already taken.
Here's our Leo, suggested.
But X1V.
Pope Leo, yeah. Pope Leo 14. Okay, I'll take that.
It's all available. Right,
yeah. Totally hits 93.3 FM, Vanilla Ice, and a medley of his hit. We have a Jen Horace coming up next. We have some fun stuff coming up. Now, Gina, in your garage, you are infestrated. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, infested.
Infested.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah. with those stupid little pesky fruit flies.
They're all okay. Over, huh?
Yeah, it's that time of year. Oh gosh, it was like a cloud of them when I walked in the garage yesterday. So my husband was like, I got it. I got a solution for it.
Okay, so he knows how to get rid of them.
Yes, there's like some sort of like, I don't know, apple cider vinegar with like soap or something.
I tried that last year. Yeah.
Yeah, so you put like a dishwashing liquid and the vinegar together.
Yeah, yeah. So he did that inside because we were seeing them inside a little bit. It always makes me feel like my house is dirty or like I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
You know? When you see the flies?
Yeah, like something's rotten inside or something, but it's clean, so I'm not dirty, I promise. But he did it the other day, and my goodness, there's got to be like 30 or 40 dead in this little bowl.
It worked.
It worked.
I tried it once, and it didn't work, so I must have been doing it wrong.
Well, you got to put the solution in like a bowl and put like plastic over the top with holes punched in it.
Right.
So they can get in, but then they can't get out.
Yeah. And I think they, like, when they get attracted to the sweetness or something of the apple cider vinegar, maybe, and then they get trapped and die. And so, yay. So he texted me this morning, and he set it out this morning because he didn't do it last night, which is fine. But he was like, man, you know, these fruit flies got nothing on me. So I'm excited to go home and see how many are in there, because there were a lot. It was nasty.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? You go from like, I can't stand seeing all these fruit flies in my house to, I can't wait to see all the fruit flies in
dead.
This bowl.
Yeah. Right. I'd rather see them dead than flying around in my house. That's for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's out in front of the house banging his chest. See?
He should do it like a side hustle, because obviously it didn't work for me. Maybe I didn't have the right combination of ingredients for that trap, but like, he sounds like the Walter White Breaking Bad of fruit fly poison.
He
could sell that.
He's getting to be quite the, like, he fixed the garage door the other day.
Wow.
He killed all the ants coming in. So he's doing some
major husbanding.
Uh-huh. It's been amazing.
It became official, a big surprise to the entire world, that we have an American Pope.
Woo.
It was a shocker.
Yeah. He is from Chicago. There's a lot of talk about whether he was a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan.
Because that's so important.
Yes, it is.
You're wearing stuff.
I am. I even have my Harry Carey holy cow. Emphasis on the holy.
Well, some people are saying that he had to be a Cubs fan because as the Pope, he understands suffering.
Yes.
And just like the fans,
Cubs fans have suffered for a long, long time. We had that one World Series.
Does that mean the Mariners Pope fan Pope will be next?
No.
Everyone hates the Mariners. Sorry. No offense, but everybody hates them.
It's funny. From Seattle.
Seeing the headlines of the new American Pope, I've heard USA men.
Amen. Oh,
and also being from Chicago, so they make a parody of the deep dish pizza, calling he's a deep dish disciple.
That's awful.
That's Woody and Jim joke off worthy. That's terrible.
Tune in Monday.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible. There was Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears quarterback, he tweeted out, Duh, Pope.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
People are posting that the Saturday Night Live thing from years ago saying, here we are inside the conclave.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. The memes that were going around when the white smoke was first seen, everybody kept sending me the one where it showed a Buc-ee's with a chili on top, and it just said, white smoke means there's brisket on board.
Three things you want to know this morning. All right. Science. A study has found that birds form friendships and exchange favors to help each other survive.
Aww.
Researchers in China have been trying to use AI to translate animal sounds so they can understand what birds are saying.
Interesting.
Where they're pretty much it's fine when we find out they're going to go, hey, that guy just washed his car. Get him.
Get him. Bomb him. Commences now.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Bill Gates has announced that he does not want to die with his money. He is going to make sure it's all given away. Mm. He set a 20-year deadline, like his foundation, where he gives out all the money to mostly like healthcare around the world, trying to eliminate like malaria.
Right.
Nice.
But yeah, it's about $200 billion he's going to make sure is gone before 2045, because you can't take it with you.
Yeah, no, he's already said he's not going to give his kids anything, or at least not a huge amount of money.
I don't know. Yeah. Kids who inherit a lot of money, things go badly.
Yeah.
So it's probably the right call.
Yeah.
I wonder who gets his house on Lake Washington, because it is nice.
I can't believe it's probably insane.
Oh my gosh. You can drive by it, but it's kind of like incognito a little bit. You have to know where to look, but yeah, it's beautiful. It's huge. So Rivergate Mall, which has been vacant for years.
Yeah, it's been a ghost town.
Yeah. So it sits on 57 acres and it's going to be repurposed as multifamily housing.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So it'll have townhomes, senior housing. Then they'll also have retail shops, restaurants, sports and entertainment facilities. So it's going to be built out pretty big.
They're going to need a mall over there, too. It's going to be so many people.
Well, listen to this. They're also going to have medical offices, general offices, and hotels. So, yeah, what's next? A mall?
Yeah,
like,
really?
Yeah. Is it going to be like what they did to 100 Oaks? You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, where they turn it into the Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
But okay, that's cool, because that's like a wasted piece of property.
Yeah. It's just sitting there collecting dust and fruit flies. So
we will miss our carpeted mall.
Remember
the only mall where you can have static electricity.
Right.
We got that Friday thing going on.
Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
And if that shocks you, well, then this is your helpful reminder.
Go
Sunday
get something.
Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
Exactly. Today is my day to get a lot of my Mother's Day shopping done. So I have a meetup today at 1 o'clock with somebody from Facebook Marketplace.
Ooh.
Because my wife, her thing is, I got to start a garden. I really want to do it. Like, this is like, she's super inspired.
Oh, yeah.
So there's somebody that's selling all this like brand new garden stuff and composting stuff. And
oh, great.
It's all brand new. They've not ever used, still in the box. And it's like, I don't know, a third of the price.
Yeah.
So I'm meeting him up by like Target on White Bridge Road today.
A public place.
Yeah, at least you're doing public. I haven't learned that lesson.
Even though they were the ones that stressed, like, I want to meet you in a public place. And they gave me the address because they don't trust me.
Yeah.
But I'm also glad that we're doing it there in the daylight.
Yeah.
And then I had to ask my wife, because one of the other things I want to do is I usually make dinner on Mother's Day, like her favorite meal.
Right.
I saw a recipe that came across my newsfeed for like this like bundt cake with like fruit and whipped cream and all this. I'm like, oh, that would be awesome. But I had to ask, because I don't know where anything is. I'm like, Jed, do we have a bundt cake pan?
A bundt mold?
She's like, yeah, it's in this cabinet up on the top shelf. And I'm like, okay, because I think I'm going to use it. Oh, darn, I just committed. Yeah. Now I have to do it.
Yeah.
I am asking for no reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
There's no holiday around the corner.
Yeah.
I am so committed to making a cake on Sunday.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm not a baker.
Yeah, well.
Not at all.
You'll have to let us know how it goes.
You won't be able to say that after Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if people want to eat it or not, whether I'm a baker.
Your transaction out in public with the people from Facebook Marketplace, do you need to borrow my gun? Because remember, I had people come over to the house and get some stuff we wanted to throw away. And since they were coming to our home, I wanted to make sure that they knew I was packing heat, so not to cause any trouble.
I think
packing
it's okay.
A heat.
Yeah.
That's a heat.
A single heat.
Yes.
Exactly. One bullet gun.
I'll give you and my one bullet, too.
I think we're good.
All right, I think we're good. Okay.
But I'll bring the bundt cake pan with me.
Yes.
And hit him over the head.
There you go.
If I need to.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. We are ready to play Gender Wars. We love it when it gets personal. A married couple is going to play Gender Wars. For the ladies, we have Kelsey. Hey there, Kelsey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. And for the guys, we got Derek, your husband. Hello, Derek.
How are you, sir?
Good.
All right. So we've been hearing that around Gallatin, people can overhear the trash talk coming out of your house. Has there been a lot?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
I don't know why he wanted to do this. It's not going to go well for him.
Let's go.
I love it. Let's do a Get Acquainted question. We'll start with you, Kelsey. If you could outlaw something, what would it be?
I'm going to go with reply all emails.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
That's half my mailbox right now.
Or when, somebody has to reply all to something really stupid.
That's so.
Yeah, like a lunch order, and you're like, I didn't need to know yours.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you I don't want mayonnaise on my sandwich. Said that to everybody in the entire company.
Right. Yeah. Derek, what about you? What would you outlaw if you could?
Mine's kind of dumb, and it might be the daddest thing I've ever said, but I'm going to have to go with leaving your cut grass on the road after you mow your yard.
Oh.
Yes. Blow it back onto your lawn.
That was dumb, Derek.
Oh.
It's so easy.
Wow.
That was dumb, Derek.
And it's begun.
Let's actually begin. This is amazing already.
This is so fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Starting with a multiple choice question for you, Kelsey. In Seinfeld, did George Costanza once work for the Dodgers, the Yankees, or the White Sox?
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be his... This is a favorite show. I'm going with Yankees.
Yankees is right. Good job.
Yep. He would have divorced me if I would have got that wrong.
I was on my way to the courthouse already.
All right.
Okay, Derek, in The Notebook, did Rachel McAdams play a character named Allie, Linda, or Pam?
Allie.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Good guess.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's tied up.
Yeah.
1-1.
See if you can take the lead back here, Kelsey. The best a man can get is the longtime slogan of what men's grooming company?
Men's grooming company?
Yes.
Shut up, Derek. Gillette.
Gillette is.
I love this. You guys seem like such a happy couple.
Wait, is there still a screw option?
Yes.
Is
you could use the screw,
Got it.
Okay, well, you're taking the lead back.
Okay, Derek, here you go. What type of beauty product do they sell at SallyHansen.com?
I'm going to screw.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no. That's nail polish.
It is
nail polish.
Oh, man.
And that means there's a 3-1 lead for you. Kelsey, no way that that Derek can catch up. You are the winner, as you always predicted you would be.
Man.
Absolutely.
She was right.
She was right.
Beauty the product. Every time.
All right. We'll have to have you guys have a rematch sometime soon.
That's right.
Until then, you'll have to just suffer through your defeat.
Yeah, I'm not going home today after work.
Oh, no.
All right, we're going to hook you up with tickets to go see Raiders of the Lost Ark with the Nashville Symphony. So you can see it on the screen, but hear the symphony play the score for that great movie.
Very cool.
Congratulations. You know, you kind of both won because you get the tickets.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim here on Totally Hits 93.3.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
If you love dogs like we love dogs, you're going to love this story. At the Maury County Animal Services, I guess they rescued 40 dogs from a hoarder house in Columbia.
Wow.
A lot of them were in bad shape.
Terrible situations.
There was a dog named Gypsy Rose who was very traumatized and not in good shape mentally.
Wow.
I guess they had her spayed there at the services there, and they were comforting her and had volunteers coming in, you know, letting her know that everything is going to be okay and she was safe at last. Well, they were cleaning out one of the sheds there where they have the pens, where they have the dogs outside when they're cleaning the inside, the kennels. And the dog, Gypsy Rose, ran off.
Oh, no.
Ran off down the street and got hit by a car.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, not serious, just kind of got clipped. But I guess she was on the side of the road just laying there.
Oh.
And somebody passed by and saw her there and was able to get the dog into the car and take him to the Eastside Animal Hospital. And they got her back to health. And then those people came back with their family and saw Gypsy Rose. She was healthy and happy. And they adopted her.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a happy ending.
Oh, we
man,
love that.
She went through a lot.
Yeah,
now
no kidding.
She's in a great place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gotta love that. Helping dogs.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Remember the TikTok trend where people were cracking eggs on somebody else's head?
Yeah.
And just filming their reaction?
I've been wanting to do that to my nieces and nephews.
And a lot of people have been started doing it to children. And a woman in Sweden was convicted of harassment and was ordered to pay her daughter $2,000 because she posted a video of her cracking an egg on her head.
So dumb.
Of her own daughter?
Of her own daughter.
And it wasn't the daughter who complained, right?
Yeah, it was somebody else going like, you know, you shouldn't do this to a child. And I guess the judge went along with it. Yeah, she has to pay her daughter $2,000 for cracking an egg. Which $2,000 you could buy like a dozen eggs.
Yeah. I'm not for like child abuse, but like that's kind
it's
of.
It's a harmless prank.
Yeah,
really,
it's fun.
You know? Yeah.
I say you pay your kid the way a kid pays their parent. I promise I'll pay you back.
Right.
IOUs.
And then, the parent
I'll pay you
dies,
$50 a month for
back.
This car, Dad. I'll pay you once and then forget about it after that. Now through Sunday at TPAC, it's MJ, the musical. It's all about Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And we have a member of the cast on the line with us. It's Devin Bowles. He plays Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's dad, in the performance. And Devin, you have strong Tennessee ties.
Right. It's kind of a homecoming for you.
It is, man. It's so surreal. I was born and raised in Jackson, Tennessee, which is like 2 hours from here. And then I spent 4.5 years at undergrad at MTSU. I would take classes at 8 a.m., drive down to Nashville for rehearsal, and then drive back and do night classes. And I would do that for, 3 years while I was in school. So it's very surreal being back in a very supportive community and like a second home to me, honestly.
You're playing Michael Jackson's dad, Joe Jackson. How does it feel to be the villain?
You are the villain.
Honestly, like, Joe Jackson is a major part in why Michael was the way he was. You know, he was very controlling, very assertive. He was the master scheme of a lot of mental manipulation. And we see that. We see the effects of that through Michael's life. And so for me, having the ability to dive into that in the text and dive into why he was like this. And he was fearful. Joe was a fearful man. He was scared of failure. And so he placed that fear on Michael and those kids.
Yeah, I'll be totally honest with you. Just because you're playing that role, we're kind of scared of you right now.
Do people sing along during the show?
At the end of the show, we have our bows. We sing a song called Black or White, and we really invite people to stand up. You know, we break the fourth wall. We acknowledge the audience. You know, get in the aisle, sing, dance, and it's a very communal way to end the show. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some people, you know, scrubbing their face off in the balcony. We just can't hear it.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure, because with that story and that music together, you can't help but just be caught up in it.
No kidding.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And people come in, some people don't know what to expect. They're like, is this a concert? Is it like a biography? And I tell people it's a mix of both. You know, you have your moments of stillness and Mike's just singing, but you also have your scene work. And you have moments where there's 20 dancers on stage doing pirouettes and dancing and popping and locking. So it's a culmination of everything, honestly.
MJ the Musical is at TPAC through this weekend, so you have to get there this weekend if you want to catch it before it's gone. Devin Bowles, who plays Joe Jackson, MTSU grad, thank you so much for hanging out with us and kind of filling us in on this incredible show.
Thank you all so much, and y'all have a good, blessed, and safe day, all right? Appreciate you.
The entire world is saying, USA, men! We have an American Pope for the first time in history.
It was a shocker. Nobody predicted it.
No, he was known as Father Bob, and now he is Pope Leo XIV. Hmm. It's almost like he was trying to set up a Gmail account. Sorry, Pope Leo is already taken.
Here's our Leo, suggested.
But X1V.
Pope Leo, Pope Leo 14. Okay, I'll take that.
It's all available. Right. Yeah. Yeah, right? I saw an interview on the news last night with his brother.
Yeah.
In Chicago. So how's it feel to have your brother be the Pope? He's like, really odd.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Can you imagine that? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure his superlative wasn't most likely to become Pope.
Right? Or his parents like, oh, you always liked him best. Well, your brother's the Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How can you live up to that?
He had a special calling.
What are you doing, Steve? You know? I saw the funniest thing this morning because everybody's making a big deal about how many languages he knows.
He does, yeah.
He speaks English, he speaks Spanish, he speaks Italian.
Right.
And, so I had the news on this morning that I was getting ready for work, and it's so far ahead in Italy.
Right, there's several hours.
They were showing his first mass as Pope. So he was saying the mass, and it's like everybody's singing, but it was in a bunch of different languages.
Right,
wow.
Right, right.
So, people are singing in Italian, and some people are speaking in English, and some people are speaking in Spanish, and whoever... Probably it was an AI, but whoever was in charge of putting up the closed captions, because I always have them on.
Oh, that must mess with it a lot, since they keep switching languages.
The struggle.
Oh, gosh, I thought that was funny.
I was actually, this is sound of the choir singing, and the closed caption was trying to figure out what was being sung and spoken.
Okay.
Right.
And this is transcript of what it said on the screen.
Okay.
All right. Oh, no. Contorting your clutch heard roar. Clattered roar. He noticed the road. No. I saw the clematis until he using your oh no. There was
Point, that's an accurate translation.
It said rodeo at one time. I'm like, people are it's like Italian boys choir.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not singing about a rodeo.
Oh man, could you imagine being deaf and having to read that and being like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Right? Somebody slipped something in my drink.
Yeah.
It's funny, I've heard a lot of people say, like, well, he's an American Pope and he speaks Italian and Spanish. How come he's not talking American? Come on. Come on, Pope.
Oh,
talking American like Jesus did. Three things you want to know this morning. Hey, big news for Who fans. They've just announced their 587th farewell tour.
Oh, my God. I saw their farewell tour in the 80s.
Well, they're doing another one. They'll be saying goodbye again. Roger Daltrey is 81 years old now.
Golly.
Whoa.
It's their for real farewell tour.
I wouldn't count on it.
Jeez.
Check out this guy. He was flying from Newark to San Francisco when he hit his 24 millionth frequent flyer mile.
Wow.
Gosh.
The guy, I guess, bought a lifetime companion pass with United Airlines in 1990.
Oh, wow.
Check this out. It was really expensive. It was $500,000.
Jeez.
But he and any other person he wants could fly with him first class around the world for life.
Wow.
So that's
how
he's
totally taking advantage of that.
He said he's gone to let's go to Mexico tomorrow and I'll buy some shoes. And apparently he also attains miles and gets rewards. He's given gifts of for friends and charity of $50,000.
Wow.
And if you think about it, he's taken 12,000 flights. If I broke it down, if you spent $500,000 to take 12,000 flights,
mm-hmm.
it works out to $41 a flight, first class. Anywhere in the world.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy's...
Especially flying overseas, first class is amazing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So, this guy's been living... There was times where he said, I guess he didn't go home for a month.
Right.
Just flew around the world.
Right. It's probably cheaper to stay on the plane than pay rent at home.
Yeah.
Free food.
Yeah. No kidding.
So if you're planning on going downtown at all tomorrow, maybe just don't.
Don't.
There is pretty much an event at every single event space downtown. Nissan Stadium has the Savannah Bananas, Bridgestone, mm-hmm. First Horizon Park, Purser Warney Park, Warner Park, Warney.
I petitioned the city to change the name. It's a Percy Weenie, or whatever you said.
Yeah, but got a lot of stuff going. Steeplechase, too.
There's just a ton, yes.
Oh,
that's where Steeplechase is. Yeah, then Nashville Soccer Club. There's a ton of concerts happening. So Tennessee Department of Transportation has recommended maybe getting on a scooter or a bike. They have a special code, TNDOT Special Events. that you can get a one-time free 10-minute ride, but that won't get you very far.
Yeah, you have to get to the scooters.
Yeah, right. So maybe just annoy people. Like, if you have people in town or whatever, maybe just go see like 12 South or,
yeah.
Or drive to
Murfreesboro.
Cookville.
Yeah.
You'll have to park in Murfreesboro to walk to downtown.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Welcome to the Woody and Jim Show Podcast Extra, or as we like to call it, what are we going to bitch about today?
Let me kick it off.
All right.
I hate autopay.
Yes.
Autopay is a way to seem to be convenient, but mm-hmm. it's just to keep milking you of money.
Mm-hmm.
I have this, there's this company that gives me my CPAP supplies.
Okay.
And they keep billing me for stuff and mm-hmm. sending me stuff, and I can't stop it. And
can't
they keep taking money out of my account. And they have like three different names. So I don't even, like, it's just, so I can't even keep up, right? So like, oh, okay, well, this company charged me. Who do they? Oh, that's the same company as the one that charged me 3 weeks ago.
So they can charge you three times under different names, but it's all the same people.
Honest to God, it is such a scam.
That's so frustrating.
I even tried to delete my account. Let's cut off all ties with them.
Right. Uh-huh.
They won't let me do it online. Oh. I have to talk to somebody who's going to try to talk me out of it.
Right. It's kind of like insurance, too, where you have to call somebody, but then you're on hold for 10 minutes. And so they get you, they make it so hard that you don't follow through with canceling.
They assume you're just going to be lazy enough to say, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They say easy to subscribe, impossible to
desubscribe.
Yeah.
De-subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to deal with that when my son does a Las Vegas Raiders podcast, and they had a sponsorship. From, Manscaped.
Oh, gosh.
And so he said, well, Dad, would you buy the sampler pack so it'll show up well that, you know, we got, people to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, I'll try it for a month. And then all of a sudden it just kept coming and they kept billing me over and over and over. And it's impossible. You actually try to reply to their emails. Please unsubscribe. Please. For God's sake, please.
And eventually, they tell you something terrible like, hey, Woody, we're going to charge you $300, but do not reply to this email.
Yeah. We're letting you know it's coming, but there's nothing you can do about it.
But no one's going to read your complaint saying, stop.
So how do you get a hold of them?
Yeah.
And the Amazon things where, you know, they go, okay, well, you know, all right, this is like your pet's food. You want it to come like every week?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I just want this one thing. Like,
right.
I bought a blender. Would you like to subscribe and save $4? And we'll send you a blender every 8 weeks.
That's what gets me is they're like, subscribe and save. And I'm like, save 15 cents?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I just want it one time.
Yeah.
They're hoping you just won't be able to stop it and you'll just keep paying.
Yeah. I had to buy stuff on Amazon for like on my company card one time. So I had to do the expense reports and print off receipts and everything. And it is damn near impossible to find receipts. Mm-hmm. And find your orders and whatever else. I've gotten charged from Amazon so many times where I'm like, what am I getting charged for? Where like I can't find where I got charged.
Yeah. What did you give me where I gave you $84?
Yes.
Have anything.
We need to do something about it. Let's go to Lebanon to the big fulfillment warehouse for Amazon with torches and pitchforks and demand that they do something.
I'm in. Yes. Who's with us?
Yeah. Come on. The revolution starts now. But first, let's take a nap. Okay. That's it for your podcast. Come back to the podcast now. I have no idea what I just said.
Let's do it.
So what are we doing this weekend, y'all?
Celebrating Mother's Day.
Yes.
And also, tomorrow I'm going with my daughter to, it's kind of like one of those like paint and sip classes, but you go and make a terrarium together.
Oh really?
That's kind of cool.
Wow, yeah. That's kind of cool.
So you kind of like do a little thing with plants inside of like a fishbowl or
something. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, we're doing artsy stuff. What about you, Gina?
I might go see a movie tonight. There's a couple in theaters that I've been wanting to see. And I might go by myself, which is weird. I don't do that very often. So
I do it all the time.
I do it all the time, too.
Weird for me to do. Sorry. Yeah. Not weird that people do it. Just weird for me.
It's weird for people like Gina who have friends. I don't.
No. That's the thing. I don't have friends to go with. So I'm like, I'll just go by myself.
I'll sometimes see a matinee at like 2 p.m. all by myself. Yeah. The only one in the theater.
Yeah.
It's not bad. You may like it.
Yeah. So then Sunday, Landon's friends opened a bar, or they're like co-owners of Live Oak now, the bar on Demumbrian. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to go see them on Sunday and congratulate them. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Like fun. What are you doing?
We got some stuff to do for Mother's Day, that kind of stuff. My my girlfriend Melissa is going to be down visiting her kids down in Mount Pleasant. Tomorrow, my granddaughter Charlie will be starring in Charlotte's Web.
Woo,
at the Cameron County Center for the Arts.
Yay.
So she's playing the lamb.
Oh.
So make sure you applaud loudly when the lamb comes up.
Oh, all right. So cute.
Oh, that'd be great.
That should be a lot of fun.